Okay, Yebeza Med Aleph, we're going to start back a little bit because we left off in the middle of a Gemara and we didn't learn for 2 weeks. So, start from the Mishnah, at the bottom of Yebeza Med Aleph. Now, the Gemara is discussing, in the beginning, hopefully we'll go through a little quicker because we learned it already. The Gemara is discussing the city of refuge protects, Ardi Miklat protects the murderer who killed somebody accidentally, he's protected. Now, the Gemara is discussing where the boundaries of the city is a refuge. Okay? Now, what happens if you have a tree that's inside the city, but the branches go outside of the city? Or, the tree trunk is outside the city, but the branches go into the city. Okay? Is that tree considered inside the city or out of the city? By you, it's 12A4, sir. 12A4. Unless we have different pages, I don't know. But it says, Ilan Shoemi B'techatchum, a tree that was standing inside the boundaries of the city, meaning the trunk of the tree. But the branches are outside of the boundary, or Emet Chutz L'tchum, it's standing outside the boundaries. And the branches go into the city. So now the question is, do we go by the branches, or do we go by the trunk of the tree? So the Mishnah says, Hakol helech achar hanayif. Everything follows the branch. If the branch is inside the city, the whole tree is considered inside the city. If the branch is outside of the city, the whole tree is considered outside of the city. That's what the Mishnah says. Very clear din. But the Gemara says, Raminu, come, I'll ask you a question. There's a din of Maisa Sheini. Now Maisa Sheini is one of the tithes. You separate it, 10%. You eat it, but you must eat it in Yerushalayim. So basically what the Torah says is, you take the fruit and you bring it to Yerushalayim. And you eat it there. Then the Torah says, what happens if there's too much fruit to carry? You're not in the mood of schlepping it. So you redeem the food for money. You take the money to Yerushalayim and buy food that you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Okay? So there's two dinim over here. Number one, you are not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. And another din is, you're not allowed to redeem it inside Yerushalayim. That means the whole din of redeeming the food for money is only outside Yerushalayim.
If you're in Yerushalayim, just eat it.
Just eat it. You can't redeem it. Mm-hmm. But it means you can't redeem it. That fruit has to be eaten as is. If you're outside of Yerushalayim, you're allowed to redeem the fruit for money. Take the money and buy stuff in Yerushalayim and eat it there. Anybody could eat it. You don't have to eat, anybody could eat it, but it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim.
What if there's so much it's going to go rotten? You can't eat it.
So you give it away to people. You sell it. So you could sell it.
You could sell it.
But it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. That's what people used to do, and it was sold cheap. People that lived in Yerushalayim would buy such food. Because the seller, it's called supply and demand. The seller didn't want to stay in Yerushalayim the whole time. Right? So he had to get rid of the food. Yeah? These guys lived in Yerushalayim. They're not going anywhere. So they would sell the food for cheaper, the fruit cheaper, for the guys in Yerushalayim to eat it. Mm-hmm. But he didn't, if it rotted, he just gave it away, you sold it, or do whatever you want with it. It's yours.
Maisarani, you don't have to eat Yerushalayim.
No. Maisarani, you give to a poor man. A poor man eats it.
He doesn't have to eat Yerushalayim.
No, no. The Galevi doesn't have to eat Maisa in Yerushalayim either. Maisa Sheni, the Torah says, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's it. Yeah. It's not a... there's a cost.
And that's their avoid.
Right.
But if it did rot, you can't throw it away, can you?
Yeah.
You could throw it away?
Yeah. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Veramino, I'll ask you a question. Our Mishnah basically said that if the trunk is in one place and the tree is somewhere else, you go by the branch. That's it. So the Gemara asks, Raminu, I'll ask you a question. There's a Mishnah that says about Maisa Sheini, Ilan Shu'aymid B'teichat Pnim, a tree that's inside the city of Yerushalayim. The trunk is inside Yerushalayim. V'nei Teluchutz, and the branches are going outside of Yerushalayim, or Aymid Mechutz, The tree is standing outside Yerushalayim. V'nei telefnim. And the branches are going inside Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says a different din. Mikenaged achayim ulefnim. From inside the wall has a din of inside. Mikenaged achayim kolchutz lukchutz. So the Gemara says by Maisa there's another din, lachayim, which is different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if the trunk is here and the branches are here, you go only by the branches, right? Here the Mishnah says by Maisa Sheni that if there's tree in one place and branches somewhere else, the Mishnah says, listen, I don't care. Here's the wall of Yerushalayim. Okay? Anything this side of it is Yerushalayim. Anything this side of it is out of Yerushalayim. Basically, the Mishnah says, even a half a branch. If a half a branch is in Yerushalayim, and half a branch, in other words, we don't go by the branches, we don't go by the trees, we don't go by anything. What's inside Yerushalayim is inside, what's outside Yerushalayim is outside. So the Gemara is asking, is this mamash a contradiction? Our Mishnah said by Ari Miklat, you go by where the branches are. That means the trunk follows the branches. Right? And if the branches are outside, everything is outside. If the branches are inside, everything is inside. And by Maisa Sheni, the Mishnah says, what's inside is inside, what's outside is outside. So it's a mamashic contradiction. So the Gemara answers back, Maisa ad ori miklat karamis. How can you compare Maisa to Ari Miklat? He says, Maisa b'chayme toli rachamana. Maisa, the Torah is dependent on the wall. Meaning, wherever the wall is, that's where Maisa is. Ari Miklat, by Ari Miklat, b'dira toli rachamana. The Torah makes it dependent on living. In other words, what's the concept? Ari Miklat is a concept where you live. Right? Now, when you have a tree, you can't live on the trunk of the tree. You can live on the branches. You can sit on the branch. You can't sit on the trunk. You can lean against it, but you can't sit on a tree trunk. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says you're basically comparing apples and oranges. Maisa Sheini, the Torah says, inside Yerushalayim is inside, outside Yerushalayim is outside. Okay? Ari Miklat, we're talking about where a guy could live. So therefore, the tree follows the branches. Because what's the living part of the tree? What's the accessible living part of the tree? Is the branches. So the Gemara says, by Ari Miklat, where you're talking about living ability, the tree follows the branches, because that's the living part of the tree. Yerushalayim, you're talking about, by Maisa Sheni, you're talking about Kedusha. So if it's inside the air of Yerushalayim, it's holy. If it's outside the air of Yerushalayim, it's not as holy. So it's a different story. So Gemara says you can't compare the two together. But the Gemara continues and says, no. V'rami, Maisir on Maisir. I'll ask you a question from Maisir on Maisir. Why? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa says the following din. B'Yerushalayim holach achar aneif. By Yerushalayim, meaning by Maisir, you go by the branches, and Ari Miklat halach achar aneif. And by Ari Miklat, you go by the branches. So this braisa says clearly that even by Maisir, you also go by the branches. And we just got through saying a different braisa that says what's inside is inside and what's outside is outside. And here it says you go totally by the branches. So Amar Rav Kahana answered like Kash. Had Rabbi Yehuda, had Rabbanan. You're right, there's two different opinions. One is Rabbi Yehuda, and one is Rabbanan. What's the problem? Tanya, because we learned, Rabbi Yehuda said as follows, B'ma'ara, by a cave, concerning the din of Ma'isir, Halach achar pischa. You go by the opening of the cave, B'ilam, by a tree, Halach achar neifa, you go by the branches. It's interesting din. What happens if you have a cave? I mean, this we still learned last time. What happens if you have a cave that the opening, half the cave is in Yerushalayim, and half the cave is outside of Yerushalayim? So is this cave Yerushalayim for Maisir, or isn't it? So Rabbi Yehuda says an interesting din. Wherever the opening of the cave is, that's the din of the cave. Wherever the opening of the cave is, That's the din of the cave. If the opening is in Yerushalayim, the whole cave, the entire cave, even the half that's not in Yerushalayim, has the din of Yerushalayim. And if the cave is outside the mouth of the cave is outside Yerushalayim, it's outside. But then Rabbi Yehuda also says, by Maisi you go after the branch. So what do you see clearly? That Rabbi Yehuda holds, by Maisi you go after the branch. If the branch is inside, it's inside. If the branch is outside, the whole tree is outside and finished. So the Gemara says, you can't ask a question why one Braisa says inside is in and outside is out, and another Braisa says it goes by the branch. Because one says the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds it goes by the branch, and this that inside is inside, outside is outside, is Rabbanan's opinion. So there's an argument. So you can't ask a question, a contradiction, if it's to attack an argument of two people. It's not a contradiction, it's just two different opinions. But, huh? The Chacham.
You go by the branch.
Huh? What?
You go by the branch.
No, the Chacham hold inside, inside, outside, outside.
Oh,
meanwhile, I mean, we're not finished yet. I mean, we mentioned last time the same question you have. Like, when you walk home from shul, you see that the city of Beverly Hills starts between Doheny and Oakhurst. And Alden, right? So half closer to Doheny is L.A. And the middle block, the middle of the block, it starts Beverly Hills. Now there's one house over there in the corner of Oakhurst and Alden, the big apartment building, that half the building is on this side of the sign, and half the building is on that side of the sign. Right? So now the shaila is, what city does this house belong to? I mean, I'm just saying legally, I don't know, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it goes by the front door, like the cave, the opening, right? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the front door is on Oakhurst, which is the Beverly Hills side, according to that, the whole apartment building would be Beverly Hills.
What difference does that make?
Like, in halacha?
Yeah.
If somebody would be writing a ksuba, or God forbid a get, in the back half of the apartment building, which is in L.A., right, but the front is Beverly Hills, what do you write in the ksuba? Now, technically, it's not a big shaila, because if in Beverly Hills you write L.A., it's also kosher, because it's L.A. County. Mm-hmm. So it's still called L.A., but I'm saying, technically, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Regarding the art.
I'll give you another example. If a guy gives, and this, by the way, it's not very practical today's day, but in the time of the Gemara, it's very practical. If I make you a shliach to do kedushin to a woman for me, okay? And I say to you, here's a ring. I want you to go to that woman in Beverly Hills and give her kedushin for me. And you'd say, "Areyat mekudeshes l'shustamin b'tabazu kedas meishiv Yisrael." That's what you would basically say. But if I told you that I want you to do kedushin for me to this woman in Beverly Hills, and you found her in Santa Monica, and you gave her the ring there, it's not a valid kedushin because I told you to do it in Beverly Hills. Understand? And if you go did it in Monica or in West Hollywood, yeah, it would not be a valid kedusha because you didn't listen to what I told you. If I said to you, go do kedusha with this woman, and she is in Beverly Hills, just basically I'm telling you where to find her, but I don't mean dafka to do it in Beverly Hills. But if I say to you, do kedusha for this woman for me in Beverly Hills, so you have to do kedusha in Beverly Hills. Right? That's the halacha. Mm-hmm. So what happens if you gave kedushin to the woman in the back half of the building? Is that Beverly Hills or is that L.A.? Is the kedushin valid or not? And it's not such an easy question. Because if the kedushin is valid, that means she's a married woman and she can get killed. If the kedushin is not valid and she commits adultery, it's not a problem. You know what I mean? It could have big ramifications.
The city has actually divided that building into half.
I know, but Lamashul, if the police department has to come, what do you do? Which cops do you call?
Which building is that, by the way?
That,
it's a
No, the building and the way home. I'll show you Friday night. And all in between Ocas and Doheny. It's not the only house, by the way, like that. What?
What if you say, give this Kedushin to this woman on condition that you find her in Beverly Hills?
No. So it has to be in Beverly Hills?
Right, if you didn't find it.
Then it's not valid.
I don't know.
No. You didn't fill the condition that I gave you. Okay, anyway, let's not. So basically, the Mara's question was as follows. In one case, the Mishnah says, by Meiser, whatever is inside, whatever is outside. Another Braisa says that it goes only by the branch. So the Gemara answers, that's Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says it goes by the branches, and the Chachamim hold it goes inside, outside. But now the Gemara is going to ask an interesting question. But aim at the Shamele, Rabbi Yehuda, Gabi Meiser. When does Rabbi Yehuda say this din of you go completely by the branches? By Meiser, that's only Lechumer for strictness. In other words, the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yehuda's din of going following the branch is only a din in strictness. Why? In the Mishnah, the Gemara explains. Because ikre b'chutz, if the trunk is outside, v'neife b'fnim, and the branch is inside, okay, where do you have a strictness over there? It means, ki heich de begufe lematzi parik, just like you cannot redeem the b'neife, just like can do in the branch, you can't redeem it because the branch is inside Yerushalayim. And we learned that inside Yerushalayim, you cannot redeem Maaser, right? That means if the branch is inside Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything follows the branch. Which means not only can you not redeem the branch inside Yerushalayim, you can't even redeem it on the trunk, even though the trunk is outside of Yerushalayim. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything follows the branch, right? And ikrei mibefnim, the same thing if the trunk of the tree is inside. V'neife mibachutz, and the branch is outside. Ki eicha b'nenufei neimatzi achol b'lei pediya, just like in the branch, which is outside of Yerushalayim, you can't eat it because it's not Yerushalayim. Be'ikrei nami leimatzi achol b'lei pediya. So therefore, in the trunk, which is outside Yerushalayim, which is inside Yerushalayim, you also cannot eat it without redeeming. Meaning, the Gemara is asking as follows. By Meiser, all the cases would be stricter. Following the branch will always have a certain strictness to it. Because if the branch is inside, right, then you can't redeem it even on the trunk outside. If the branch is outside, you can't eat it on the branch, and therefore you can't eat it on the trunk either, even though the trunk is inside. So each case would have a strictness by following the branch. But Ella Bari Miklat, but the Gemara is asking by Ari Miklat, not always is it strict. You can have a leniency by this, following the branch. Why? He says, Bishleme ikri bebechutz. Merely if the trunk is outside, and the branch is inside, and you follow the branch, meaning it's inside, just like on the branch inside the city, the avenger cannot kill him because he's protected by the Ari Miklat. So therefore in the trunk, even though the trunk is outside of the city, but you go by the branches which are inside the city, so the whole tree has a din of Ari Miklat, so he can't kill him. So that's a strictness, that the avenger cannot kill him. But if it's the opposite way, ikri bifnim. But if the tree trunk is inside, v'neifa b'chutz, and the branches are outside, and you're telling me you follow the branches, which means the tree is not in the Ari Miklat, so then it's a leniency that he could kill him. Then he could kill him. So by Ari Miklat is going to be a leniency. So k'yeh b'neifa matzeh katol, just like he can kill him when he's standing on the branches, he can kill him in the trunk of the city. But it's inside the boundary, and yet Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can kill him. So there seemingly is a leniency. The Gemara asks a very interesting, the Gemara discusses an interesting concept, basically. Meiser, by saying you follow the branch, is always a strictness. There's always a stricter din because of it. by Adi Miklat, by following the branch, not always will be there'll be a strictness. There'll be a leniency. For instance, if the branch is outside the city of refuge, so then the trunk is considered outside of the city, so the avenger could kill him. That's a leniency. So by Maisa it's always strict, and by Adi Miklat it's not always going to be strict. So how can you compare the two together? So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rava. Rava says, you're right. You can learn it the following way. Be'ikre, as far as the trunk is concerned, kula amo le'pligid le'matzi kato. Everybody agrees you can't kill him. Okay? The Gemara is saying as follows. If the trunk is inside the city, even though the branches are out, you cannot kill him on the trunk.
On the branches?
No. You cannot kill him on the trunk, because bottom line is the trunk is in the city. Koi b'neifei, and if the guy is on the branches outside of the city, v'yachol lahargi b'chitim v'tzreiris, and you can kill him with arrows or rocks, kula amalei pliga d'matzei kotla, everybody says you could kill him. Interesting then. If the tree is inside the city, the trunk, but the branches are outside of the city, everybody says as follows. The trunk is inside the city. If the guy's on the trunk, holding onto the trunk, you can't kill him. If the guy is holding onto the branches, everybody says you can kill him because the branches are outside of the city. How are you going to kill him? You know, throw an arrow at him, rocks at him, whatever. He says, keep ligi, the interesting argument would be as follows. If the trunk could be a stepladder to get to the branches to kill the murderer. Meaning, can the redeemer, the avenger, who's allowed to kill the murderer, can he go and use the trunk as a means to get up to the branch? Mar Savad, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ikre Darga Lenefe. The trunk could be used as a ladder to the branches. That's why he says it follows the branch. Not that it follows the branch, that it has a din of the branch. In the city, the trunk's in the city, you can't kill him on the trunk. When Rabbi Yehuda says it follows the branch, he means, can you use the trunk as a step ladder to climb up to kill the guy on the branch.
So the trunk could be inside the city. The trunk could be inside the city.
It is.
But the avenger could use the trunk.
I see more than that. Sure. But Omar said, the Chachamim hold, lo yahavi ikri darga l'neifei. The trunk cannot be used as a stepladder to the branch. Why? The fact that the tree trunk is in the city, it's in the city, means you can't go on it to kill somebody. Who cares? Yeah.
The Avenger is trying to kill the murderer, Dave.
Right.
Can the murderer fight back for his life and in the process kill him? And if he kills him, is he a murderer?
He's a murderer.
Yeah, he can't defend himself.
No. I mean, he can defend himself. I don't think he can kill him.
Really?
I have to double check in Rambam again. Shulchan Aruch, this din doesn't exist. Because Shulchan Aruch only deals with contemporary halachas. This doesn't exist in the Ari Miklat. To look in Rambam, I don't remember. But it could be even the Gemara later, so I don't remember that either. Yeah, but a Bala Horgicha, the guy has no permission to kill you.
Well,
if a guy is supposed to get stoned by Beis Din, yeah? And the Shliach of Beis Din is coming to kill you, can you defend yourself? One minute. Can you defend yourself? Yes or no?
No.
No. And if you kill him, are you a murderer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it's a mitzvah for the girl Adam to kill you. Mm-hmm. Can you defend yourself? No. According to the Chachamim say, you have Torah's permission to kill him. So who said you could defend yourself? If somebody wants to kill me, I can kill him first. That's when that guy has no right to kill me. Mm-hmm. How do you know that if a guy has a right to kill me, I can defend myself? Maybe I could run away. How do you know I have a right to kill him, though? You don't know that. It's not the same thing. Somebody who's coming to kill him first. The guy has no right to kill me, so I can kill him first. But the guy, the Torah says, kill him. You have a right to kill him. How can you stop him?
Huh?
Is the avenger obligated to try to
Rabbi Yossi Aglili says yes, and the Chachamim say no. He's allowed, Rabbi Kiva, I mean. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he has a mitzvah to do it. Rabbi Kiva says he doesn't have a mitzvah to do it, he's allowed to do it.
In the Ari
Miklat, the avenger is not allowed to kill him. He's not allowed to.
Right.
And if he kills him, he's a murderer. Right. Outside the city, he has permission to kill him.
So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why don't they just put in Beis Din?
Beis Din is not the Goel Adam.
Why don't they just let him do it at
Beis Din? They don't let him do it. It's not a mitzvah.
But I mean, according to Rabbi Yossi
Aglili, let me tell you something.
It says that.
There's a mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs is the mitzvah of a get. Yeah, a get. Does that mean every man should divorce his wife because it's a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah to divorce your wife. If you're splitting, the mitzvah is to give it with a get. It's not a mitzvah. The Torah says the girl Adam could kill the murderer. That doesn't mean Bez Mishok here, go kill him. I mean,
but he's protected.
And Bezni's protected, yeah.
Does he get a head start to get to the city of refuge?
If he runs fast, yeah.
How would they send the shluchim?
The Gemara said before, he sent shluchim there to murder. Once they kill him, they tell him, come on, he did it accidentally. What are you shedding another person for? You know, one guy's dead already. Why do you have to kill somebody else? They try to talk him out of it. Okay, let's see just the last line over here before the Mishnah. Vashi Amar, Vashi learns differently. The word that Rabbi Yehuda mean, it follows af achar anayf, the tree follows after the knife. It means af achar anayf. It means even by the location of the branches. Meaning, in a case when it's stricter, not when it's lenient. In other words, Rashi answers, you're right. According to Rav Yehuda, the tree only follows the branch in a case where it would be stricter. For instance, if the tree is inside and the branch is outside, then the tree would follow the branch as a din of outside, but not in the reverse. The Gemara's question was, Ari Miklat sometimes would be a leniency. So Gemara says, you're right, in that case a leniency, Rav Yehuda wouldn't hold of the din. But the bottom line is, Rav Yehuda is comparing Ari Miklat to Maiser. So if Maiser is always strict, then the Ari Miklat has to be strict. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's the way it works. Okay, next mission is much easier.
Mashiach comes with another three Ari Miklat.
Yep.
But until then, the six took effect even before the three were put to Mashiach, right?
No.
They didn't all have to, only the six.
Only the six had to be right.
Is there any Ari Miklat outside of Israel?
Nope.
So if you kill someone accidentally outside of Israel, you'll get killed?
If they run to the Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael.
Didn't him apply outside Israel?
Why not? There weren't any Ari Miklat though. Yeah, okay. No, but this din I think is the same.
When did it stop?
The Gemara says at the end of Seitim, Mishad Obar Arotzchim.
But like the Rufa.
But there also is Ari Miklat also, if I'm not mistaken. Because he used to do it intentionally, so they did it accidentally, so the whole concept of the Avenger with everything stopped. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss a very simple din. If a guy killed somebody accidentally, he had to run to the Ari Miklat, right? What happens if he killed somebody accidentally inside the Ari Miklat? So what does he do then? So the Mishnah says very simple. Harig by Seir. What happens if he kills somebody inside the Ari Miklat itself? Accidentally. And don't forget, Ari Miklat, by the way, wasn't only murderers living there. All the Levium lived there. You know, Levium lived in the Ari Miklat. So the question is, if a Levi who lived in the Arim Mikla by accident killed somebody, you know, so where does he go? So the Mishnah says, Gei l'mishchuna l'shchuna. He goes from city to, from neighborhood to neighborhood. Rashi learns this first part means a murderer that killed somebody outside Ari Miklat, ran to Ari Miklat, and then by mistake killed somebody again. So he has to go in Golus from Shchuna to Shchuna. He has to change neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. But Ben Levi who lived in the Ari Miklat, who killed somebody accidentally, he went Me'ir Le'ir. He had to run to a different city.
Of the 42 or anyone? The 48.
Any one of the 42. It's 42 plus 6.
Right.
Right. So he, Gemara in the next Mishnah is going to explain the difference between them. Mm-hmm. Between the 42 cities and the 6 cities.
If the guy killed
a Kohen Gadol,
then he never gets out.
That's a problem. Yep. Okay.
If the Kohen Gadol killed,
we'll see that later also. Then the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. Rabbanan learned, in other words, from where do we learn this out from? So the Gemara says, it says, V'samti l'cha mokim, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to give you a place. So it means, V'samti l'cha, what does it mean Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to give you, b'chayecha. I'm going to give it to you in your lifetime. Meaning as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go across the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. But this side of the Jordan was where 2.5 tribes lived. Reuven and Gad and half of Menashe. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, there's going to be altogether 6 cities of refuge. 3 on this side of the Jordan, of the Yarden, and 3 on this side of the Yarden. Okay? So Moshe, but Hashem says, as we'll soon see, none of them are effective until all 6 are done. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu separated 3 cities on his own. I mean, on this side. And the Gemara asks an interesting question. This side were 2.5 tribes. They had 3 cities. And this side was 9.5 tribes and they only had 3 cities. The percentages are a little off. So the Gemara said, in Gilad, which was on this side of the Jordan, there were a lot of murderers. So they needed more cities of refuge for 2.5 tribes, what they needed for 9.5 tribes on the other side.
It's not that they were bigger tribes.
No, not that they had more people, there's just more murderers.
Murderers.
Huh?
Killers.
Accidental murderers.
So there's a lot of construction going on.
No, doubt it. Not this type of construction. Okay. So now, it says, Mokim, what does it mean? Mokim, Mimkeimach, Hashayonu Shop. I'm sorry, Mimkeimach, from your Mashiach's place. Meaning that, what did they do in the Midbar? Where were the Ari Miklat in the Midbar for the 40 years? So it says they ran to Moshe Rabbeinu's camp, which was where the Levium camped. Because if you learned Chumash in the last few weeks, the Mishkan was in the middle, with the Levium around it, and then went to 12 tribes. 3. So, the Eberster says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'samti l'cha makim, the Ari Miklat now are going to be where you are in the camp of Levium. Asher yonu shamu, where you can run, which means, Melamed shal yiso, Megat maglim b'midbar. That even in the Midbar, they had the concept of Ari Miklat. It means if somebody killed somebody accidentally in the desert, the guy ran to the city Miklat. So the Gemara says, Lehechem Megalim, where did he go to? Lemachna Levium, to the Levi's camp, where Moshe Rabbeinu was. That's what Eberstein said, Samti L'chom Mokim, where you are. Mikan Amr, from here the Chacham said, that Ben Levi, Shoharek, that a Ben Levi that kills, Gele Miplach L'plach, has to go from city to city. Why? Because it says that even Moshe would have to find refuge in a camp if they needed. Which meant that even the Levim would have to go from city to city. But what happens if he went into exile in his own city from neighborhood to neighborhood, but the evidence would be good. Meaning as follows, lechatchila, the Levi had to run to a different city. But if he changed neighborhoods, it was good enough. Yeah, plach is defined as a city. A plach, it's a different type of just different types of cities. It's a different types of just different classifications of cities. Then the Gemara says, "Amar avachu b'nei d'ravika mikro." How do we know? What's the pasuk for this? Because it says, "Ki be'ir miklata yeshiv," he has to live in the city of his refuge, which means "Isha kol tasi kvar," a city that already offered him refuge. Meaning as follows: the Gemara learns that if a guy had to run already to the city of refuge, then he could just change neighborhoods. Okay, because the city is already refuging him. But if a Levi killed somebody, he had to run to a different city. That's just basically explaining the Mishnah. The creator, but now the next Mishnah continues and says, a similar din to this is as follows. Ritzeach shegol aliyah miklotei, a similar din, not the same type of a din. If a Ritzeach, a murderer, ran to the city of refuge, okay, and the people of the city want to honor him. No, they want to give him high office or whatever. They have to say to him, he has to say to them, I want you to know I'm here because I'm a murderer. Accidental, but I'm a murderer. If they say to him, we know and we still want you to take this office, you Kabul man, he should accept the job. As long as he looks, it's like Lahavdol in today, you have to be registered as a sex offender. He has to be registered as a murderer. He has to tell the people, hey guys, I'm here not because I like the neighborhood. I'm here because I accidentally murdered somebody. And they say, we don't care, we want to make you this office anyway, to honor him, whatever, no problem. Shenema, because it says in the Pasuk, this is the word of the murderer. Meaning, what is the word of the murderer? He has to say, I'm a murderer. And then if they let him, then it's fine. Then the Mishnah says that they have to pay rent in the cities. The Ritzeach murdered somebody accidentally. He has to run to the city of refuge, yeah? Does he live there for free? Does he have to pay rent? Does he have to pay taxes? What din does he have? So the Mishnah says, Mailan ho yuschar l'levim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said the guy had to pay rent. He lived in a house. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, it could be long term until the Kohen Gadol died. Could be sometimes many years. Well, that's one guy. Yechon Kohen Gadol, I mean. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Eimerim, lohoyim mailon l'schad. They didn't pay rent. The Gemara is going to discuss what this means, what they're arguing about. But Rabbi Yehuda says they had to pay rent. The mayor says they didn't even pay rent.
If the city protects you, then they shouldn't be asking any questions.
Then who's asking questions?
You know, that whether you're a murderer or not for high office.
No, who said they asked him questions? They say we'd like to honor you with the job. Or honor you with the... Yeah. Only if they ask. Not if they ask. If they, he doesn't have to walk around with a sign, I'm a murderer. Again, like he doesn't have to register he's a murderer. If they ask him and they want to honor him, he has to say, listen, I just want you to know I'm here because I was a murderer.
But most of the people there are...
No, the Levium lived there.
With the
Levium. Yeah.
And the murderer's family is
on the... Right, and we'll learn later, you take his Rav with him and his teachers with him, and you take everybody with him there.
This guy has to go to the Metzorah. I mean, he has to claim he's a Metzorah.
Well, that's not my Mitzvah. The Torah says you have to publicize this morning's Rambam. That everybody has to know that you're a Mitzvah. But here, not everybody has to know that you're a murderer. Maybe he was a Levi. You know, I don't know.
you're not a murderer and not a lady, could you live in those cities?
Yeah.
Anybody could live there.
The open cities, I mean. But obviously you have to pay rent, you have to...
Well, it's machlekes.
No. Hmm? If a stomach guy wanted to live there?
To pay rent. Well, unless he bought a house.
He pays the mortgage. The whole machlekes is about a retzeach who lives there, because the Torah says you have to go there. But if stam a guy wants to go live there, of course he pays rent. I mean, what's the question?
Can't buy.
And Eretz Yisroel b'chlal was only rentals, because Yevil, everything went back to the original owner. When you bought something,
yeah,
it was basically the price is how many years left to Yevil. Because Yevil, everything went back to the original owners anyway. So basically, Eretz Yisroel was rental. But it's a lazy machal, it's me, says the Torah. Says you can't tell permanency.
The Rotsiach paid rent, or he didn't?
But that's the machlekes. According to Rabbi Yudin, he paid rent. According to Rabbi Meir, said he didn't pay rent.
Oh, didn't pay.
The Gemara is going to discuss, is this in the 6 cities or in the 42 cities? Because there are 6 official cities of refuge, right? Then the Levium owned 42 cities. The Levium owned 42 cities, which were also kosher for Ari Miklut. So the Gemara is going to explain, where is the argument? Is it by the 6 cities, or is it by the 42 cities? But the one said, the Gemara says now another, the Mishnah, we're going to finish the Mishnah. The Chayzer l'shrara shahayibah. I'm sorry, l'shrara shahayibah. What happens if the Kohen Gadol dies, and the guy goes free? Yeah? Does he get back his old position or not? Yeah, let's say he was a rabbi in a community, and God forbid he killed somebody accidentally, and he had to go to the city of refuge, and the Kohen Gadol dies, and now he's free. Does he get his old job back or not? So the mayor says, V'chezel esrara shayibo. He goes back to the prominent job, or whatever it was, whatever he had before. Rabbi Yudan, v'chezel esrara shayibo. He doesn't go back to his original job. Huh? In the union, yeah. Unions are what killed America, the unions. Huh?
Well, we lost track completely of Yevil, though, right?
We didn't lose track of Yevil, we just don't count Yevil.
So then we only count Shemitas, and we just...
In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there were 7 years of Shemitah. 7 Shemitas made 49 years.
Right.
Then they counted the 50th year. Then the 51st year started Shemitah again.
Right.
The first year of Shemitah. Now that there's no Din of Yevil, the 50th year becomes the first year of Shemitah.
Right.
But you can go back and figure it out.
Yeah,
I mean, you'll need a calculator with a pen and paper. And was the Machlekes in the Gainim, between the Gainim, but the sheet that found out itself to the sheet of the Gainim, the Rambam says. Whatever. I mean, when they start, when they stop, when they count, when they start, when they didn't start. So, how machlekes is how you counted the Yevil years and the Shemitah years and everything. But today, after 7 Shemitahs, you don't have Yevil.
Right.
See, after 7 Shemitahs, 49 years, the 50th year was not counted either in the first of the new cycle. So, the 51st year started the beginning of the new Shemitah cycle. But nowadays, there's no Yevil, so it just keeps going. Every 7 years, a new one, a new one, a new one. After 49th year, the 50th year is the first year of the cycle.
But Shemitah stayed, and he's still keeping it as well.
Right, but Yevil not.
Right.
Because in the Baby Yevil, it says that Kol Yeshva Olah, when all the Jews live there.
Mm-hmm.
And by Shemitah, it doesn't say that.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say the Rosiach was a Kohen Gadol, he couldn't go back to it, to his position, could he?
If he was a Kohen Gadol, that we didn't learn that yet in the Gemara about the Kohen Gadol kills somebody. Yeah, but he is stuck because he doesn't have to stay there a long time. Because we learned that if when you did it, there was no Kohen Gadol appointed yet, you're there forever. Yeah, we learned not about a Kohen Gadol killing somebody. We learned the concept that so therefore if a Kohen Gadol kills somebody, he's stuck there forever. But there is a din by Birchas Kohenim even, that a Kohen that killed somebody accidentally is not allowed to duchen. Today.
But is it still considered a Kohen?
Yeah. Can't go to cemeteries.